And now joining us, our military analyst, Dr. David McIntyre, a retired U.S. Army colonel. Colonel, it does appear that this street-to-street, house-to-house fighting is going to continue, at least for the immediate future.
Yeah, we had hoped to stay out of this. The hope was that if you could catch the Republican Guard outside of Baghdad, hammer them hard enough and decapitate Saddam, that you might have the regime essentially surrender. Unfortunately, it appears that's not going to be the case. Now this makes it very tough. It is dangerous for the soldiers. You can see that the casualties are going up in the day-to-day fighting. But it's much more dangerous for the civilians, which is really the thing we were concerned about. It's not just saving soldiers' lives. The Americans are very aware of the fact that these pictures are being broadcast around the world. And in some of these areas in particular, Saddam's forces have no love for the people who live there. They're ethnically different. And so to draw the Americans in and cause civilian casualties really gives them a double benefit.
It is one of those sad commentaries on the fog of war, too, that this word that the military often uses, collateral damage,
right,
so sadly applies to the civilians who are living inside Iraq. Let's pick up on that word you use, the
sure.
decapitation
mm-hmm.
issue, the attack on Saddam and the building where he and his sons were apparently meeting. It may well be some time before we ever find out what happened there. How important is it to find Saddam and deal with that?
We may never find out what happened there. If you look at that hole, you put four 2,000-pound bombs in the same hole. I mean, there may be nothing. There may not be teeth left. We may never know. But remember, we did not know from 1945 until about 1992 that Adolf Hitler was dead. We didn't know that for sure because the Russians had captured his remains and filed it all away in their archives. And until the Cold War was over, we didn't know that. It just didn't matter, however, because he lost control of his forces. People quit responding to him. The Americans and the Allies occupied the territory, and people realized that the game was up. So is it important to get rid of Saddam? It would be enormously a positive move if we could demonstrate that. But it isn't essential. What's essential is that we control the streets.
Well, let's talk about those streets. Let's look at our map of downtown and
sure.
the environs of Baghdad
we had
for a
several
moment.
Things
Let us
that
know
happened.
What's going on.
Well, we had several things that happened in this last day or two. Just to orient us, out in the corner of that little loop of line is where the airfield has been, the major civilian airfield. And over the last day, that was the 3rd Infantry Division, the Marines down in the southeast corner seized a military airfield. We also have had American troops headed downtown into, I think it's Sajoud Palace, and into the Republican Guard headquarters themselves with troops on the ground there, and a number of U.S. troops crossing, seizing these bridges so that you can move laterally, and then troops still out around the airfield. Now, two significant things that happened outside of town were the location of two things that we're still looking for specific reports. And one of them was a finding of chemical training materials out to the south and east. And another one was out past the airfield where there were a number of barrels found that people are reporting caused soldiers symptoms of chemicals. Both of these are being tested. Downtown, we had a number of strikes. You heard those mentioned. On the Information Ministry. And remember that the Information Ministry has several offices located right next to those hotels where some of the reporters were living. That's part of the reason that they were that the strikes were so close. And then out in this neighborhood, of course, we had this air event, Masur, where the aircraft put several bombs right on top of, we hope, where Saddam is living. There's still an attempt to seal off the city to keep people from coming into it, and essentially we have uncontrolled, the U.S. has free reign of air over the city at this time.
Colonel, it's up into 3 weeks now, this operation. You've studied warfare and tactics and so on, and you and I have talked about this off camera. What are the things that this coalition can say it has done well in the next minute or so we have left, and what are the things that it has not done so well?
Well, it's been very adaptive, very adaptable. Nothing that I see these soldiers doing, nothing is by the book. The number of soldiers we've sent, the way they were organized, the way they're fighting, I can assure you, after 30 years as an armor officer, we never trained on using a tank in a city in a parking lot, and that's what we see them doing all the time. 10 years ago in the first Gulf War, it took about 48 hours to get a target nominated into the system and put a bomb on that target. this target yesterday with Saddam was done in about 45 minutes. So there's some tremendous adaptation. Now, they've taken some risks. If I were going to say things not particularly well, I'm not sure that it's not that they didn't do it well, but the risks didn't work out. They took a risk in the northern part of the country, hoping that the most powerful division we own, the 4th Infantry Division, would be able to come in through Turkey. Turkey wouldn't allow that, lost that risk.
On the ground, as we wind up, I just want to be sure to characterize this correctly. The level of resistance that forces are going to be encountering in downtown, in Baghdad, how would you assess that at this point?
They are going to be sporadic gunfights. So this is not a stand-up fight where there's an enemy that you go after and you know exactly where he's located, he knows where you're located. This is more a matter of you may move for an hour or two and see nothing, and then you may have four or five machine guns fired at you from a civilian location, return fire with that location. You've got to judge. Should you use the main gun of the cannon? Should you use the large machine gun, the small machine gun, just rifle fire? A very hard judgment for a soldier to make. We want to kill the enemy. We don't want to kill the civilians. This is tough fighting.
One judgment I have to make is that it's time for us to close for the moment. Dr. David McIntyre, thanks so much for your commentary.
Good to be with you,
we appreciate it.